The legendary Grammy Award-winning T-Bone Burnett is out with a new album, and it is dark.
He drew back the curtain and saw there was no earth, nor was there a universe. There was only light and the sound of mercy.
The Invisible Light, Acoustic Space is a departure for an artist who's worked most of his career behind the scenes as a producer for the industry's biggest stars. He produced the soundtrack for O Brother, Where Art Thou? He won an Oscar for his work with Jeff Bridges in Crazy Heart. And he made the music for the TV shows Nashville and True Detective. But fans will hardly recognize the electronic trance that rumbles through his first new album in 11 years. T-Bone Burnett, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Happy to speak with you.
Well, and it's a pleasure, but I have to say, after I spent some time listening to this album, I'm a little bit worried about you. It is very dark, isn't it?
It sounds dark, but no, I'm in pretty good shape. It's called the invisible light because there is, inside of all this darkness, there is light. You just have to listen into it.
Okay, well, let's start talking about the music because you definitely are taking your audience on a journey. We're going to listen to Man Without a Country, where at times it feels like a trip through the underworld.
I've always been a man without a country. I've always been a citizen of heaven.
And other times it felt as if you're sitting next to a priest celebrating Mass.
Heavenly desensitized. Saboteur, criminal.
Tell me what you're trying to do here, T-Bone Burnett.
I suppose what I'm doing is, rather than write a memoir or, you know, try to put down all of this experience I've had, I'm creating a receptacle for my 50 years of gathering knowledge, and especially about the areas of behavioral modification and conditioned responses and the electronic media. So this is what I'm doing, really. I'm talking about these things I've learned and of a 50-year study. I'm 71 years old now, so show business has nothing left for me. I don't need anything from life anymore, so I'm just going to put back out everything I've learned in this way.
And you're doing it in a very unique way. Let's listen to another track. This is called Being There.
Being there while not being there, here and nowhere. Now the mask is off, the cocktail Molotov, the Philistines only scoff.
Why are you using this style, this spoken word singing? It's all throughout the album.
Well, you know, I still consider myself part of the beat generation, and I fell in love with beat poetry when at the same time in the 1960s. And then I've loved hip-hop music since the 70s when it started in earnest. And I've always used spoken word in my records. You know, I think every record I've ever done has had some spoken word in it.
But this is almost in its entirety.
Yeah, there are melodies here and there. But I feel like, you know, I don't feel the need to write songs. In fact, I'm not sure I don't want to write songs necessarily right now. I just want to get this knowledge out in the cleanest, purest way I can. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to lull people into a melody at the moment.
You mentioned that there is hope to this album, and I want to play this 7-second track called Itopia Chant. Here it is.
We want you to know you can learn anything we want you to know.
That's, by the way, that's Cassandra Wilson chanting that. So the whole chant is, we want you to know you can learn anything we want you to know. You can learn anything we want you to know. And that's going to recur all the way through all of these additions that come out.
That was the happiest takeaway from the album, if you ask me.
Well, I feel that there's mirth in that. There's danger and threat in it, but there's mirth in it too, because we have to laugh at the devil.
All of this is so different than what many people know you for the country and roots music that has been a part of your career. How is it that you're comfortable shifting through these ideas and these genres where most musicians wouldn't be going here? I mean, right?
Well, you know, of course, I actually started out in experimental music in the 1960s. I was lucky enough to get access to a studio, and I started playing with electronic music and sampling, and it was all done on tape in those days, but we still sampled and turned things around and distorted things and turned things upside down. And I've actually been doing this my whole life. At the same time, one of my closest friends was a guy named Stephen Bruton, who was a great bluegrass musician, and I fell in love with folk music and Ralph Stanley and the Stanley Brothers. And so all of this stuff is a part of what I've been doing the whole time. And I view, as soon as you put a microphone in front of any instrument, a piano or a violin or a guitar, it becomes an electronic instrument. Hmm. You know, so I've only been dealing with electronic music. I wanted to be behind the scenes making records in the studio, and that's where I've been most comfortable, and that's where I've lived my life.
Absolutely. In fact, you have worked with some of the biggest names in music behind the scenes: Elton John, Elvis Costello, Robert Plant, Alison Krauss. Our own Robin Young spoke with Sarah Bareilles recently about her new album, and Sarah told us that you helped her overcome her fear of recording with other musicians. Let's listen to some of that.
I have some real timidity as a piano player, and I worry about making mistakes. And one of the great gifts of working with T-Bone Burnett is that he's really not about perfection at all. He's all about capturing a moment. So he really encouraged me to make music with the band, and it's the first time I've ever done that.
What do you think?
Perfection is a second-rate idea. There is no perfection, and striving for it is a waste of time. Hmm. And it's part of pandering. It's like, what does an eraser mean? Like, when you erase something, does it erase some part of yourself that's not good enough?
No, so, I totally agree. I think about that on the radio all the time. I mean, right. I, you know, you have to sort of just allow yourself to make your mistakes and move on and realize that you're not perfect.
That's right. And that's even more beautiful. You know, the universe is not perfect. The solar system, when you first hear about the solar system, you think there's some order to it, the planets and the orbits and all that. And if you look at it, it's all kapotsky. It's all scattered out all over everything.
Well, so. I don't know what you're going to say is imperfect about this next song, because I think it's pretty close. You won an Academy Award. Along with Ryan Bingham, who is singing The Weary Kind from the film Crazy Heart here.
This ain't no place for the weary kind. This ain't no place to lose your mind.
I had to have an excuse to play that song in this interview. I love it.
I love that song too. I love that song. It's a beautiful song. I wanted to call that movie The Weary Kind. You know, I thought, I said to Scott Cooper, the writer and the director, that after we wrote that song, I said, you know, this movie should be called Weary Kind. And he said, oh, I don't know. And he hemmed and hawed, and we didn't change it. And then last year he came to me, he said, you know, we should have called that movie The Weary
Really?
Kind. Yeah, it's a great title. It sounds like a great classic movie.
Well, it did pretty well with Crazy Heart. But, what are your thoughts on the state of country music today?
I think country music is changing. I think there's a new establishment being created with Chris Stapleton and Sturgill Simpson and Casey Musgrave. And I think we've been through a time, like Steve Earle said, modern country music is hip hop for people that are afraid of black people. You know? And I think there's absolute truth in that. And I think country music for a decade has been pandering.
How so?
The songs are about the same thing. It's a, what do they call it, identity politics or something like that,
where
it's about trucks and blue jeans and beer and that stuff. And that's identity politics right there. It's all about this false notion of who we are as Americans. And this is what I think we all have to grapple with. Our cultural inheritance is important to all of us, but we're behaving in a way right now that will destroy our cultural inheritance unless we're smarter than we're being.
Which brings us back to the album that you've just created. Even though it is so different than some of the work you've done in the past. Here's another track from Invisible Light Acoustic Space. It's called Beat the Devil.
I'll tell you what you want to hear, then I'll do what I want to do. I'll tell you what you want to hear, then I'll do what I want to do. I'll play upon your darkest fear, I'll be a savant for you. I'll
just final thoughts on this album, T-Bone Burnett. I know it's the first of three, but what after that?
You know, actually, I don't know if it's going to be three. There are three editions we've already recorded. There may be several editions after that. I'm not quite sure. I'm just going to continue to put down everything I've learned and my experience in this form until I stop.
T-Bone Burnett, the new album, is Invisible Light Acoustic Space. It was a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much.
Great to speak with you, Peter.